The press conference this afternoon for the new UMass head coach down the hall.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right, wow. Who's getting the job?
Charlie Molnar from Notre Dame.
Nice. Okay.
Let's go down to the media room.
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely have to do that. That's a great choice.
Of more immediate concern, I'm sure, for you, Washington's offense. Grossman hasn't quite had he has a lot of interceptions. They've had a lot of turnovers. But what are some of the things that you guys see that he's able to exploit other defenses?
He's a quarterback that has a strong arm, extremely strong arm. He can throw on the run, throw off his back leg. His receivers, they know how to get open. Plenty of deep threats and, plenty of talented guys on that side,
They'll be without Fred Davis, who's been their leading receiver this year.
Yeah.
Do you expect that'll change any of the dynamics of
They'll have something, especially, set up for us regardless. I mean, he is, a dynamic player, and it's, kind of tough, their loss that he won't be playing. But, they have plenty of other guys that are step in and have the ability to make plays. I mean, Jabal Gaffney's had a great year so far. And, we have, things that we have to do defensively to get done to hinder those guys a little bit. But, they're a good team, solid.
We'll talk a little bit earlier this week about the West Coast offense. Do you see a lot of characteristics in the Shanahan Redskins team?
Yeah, I mean, they're a dynamic group. I mean, they do a lot of things extremely well, which can keep defenses on their toes. But it's one of those things you really have to study and know your game plan defensively. But then again, study tape and know the things that they do well. So I mean, it's definitely a dynamic offense that that can be very explosive if you let it.
Do you see things on film that they did against the Jets, you guys knowing the Jets pretty well, that helps you prepare this week?
Yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, studying film is, a great tool to help you play better on Sundays. And, they did a lot of things extremely well against the Jets. And, one thing that, that we have to do is just be able to, understand their run schemes and where they want to attack us. So.
What's it say about Nate Jones that he was able to come in here last Wednesday and go out and start play as much as he did last Sunday?
An extremely, smart, veteran football player. I mean, he knows the game. He was able to come in here and learn extremely fast and play at such a high level. I mean, I have nothing but, praise and high things to say about Nate. He's a great player and a great guy, so.
How do you get everybody on the same page with all the changing bodies back there all the time?
It's something that I've said, something that we study as a group. No matter who's up for the week, I mean, we study together and make sure we're all on the same page and everyone understands exactly the same way we're running the defense. So.
James, I don't know if you're aware, but today UMass will be announcing their new coach here. And just how excited are you?
I just heard.
Program?
Yeah.
How excited are you for the program that they're making the step up, moving into
Extremely excited. I think it's awesome that they're making this jump. It's kind of a testament to the guys that have played and coached at UMass beforehand, and the hard work that they put in to put the university in this position. I think it's excellent for the program. It's excellent for the community and excellent for UMass.